For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I've got our very own Bev Drake in here with me. How are you today?
Great.
Good.
Cold, but great.
That's good. So the reason why we've got you in here today is to talk about an event that you and a group you are involved with have coming up this weekend. It is the Team of Mercy Candlelight Vigil and Luminary Lantern Lighting. Tell us what that is.
It's actually a candlelight vigil and lantern lighting in memory of our lost loved ones that we have lost due to suicide. Each one of the lanterns will have the loved one's name on it, and they'll send it up when they call off the name. They'll send up that lantern. You still have time to, if you want to sign up for it, you can go to, the email is teamofmercynewtonil@hotmail.com, and you can put your loved one's name on that list, and or you can call myself at 618-783-9284, and we can still get them on there. But I would love to see as many family members that are supporting other family members that have went through this, that are survivors of a suicide, like your son or daughter or mother or father or aunt, uncle. We would just like to see as many people out there just to support even those people. So it is going to be at 5:00 at New Beginnings Church in Newton. We will have most of the ceremony inside the church due to the weather, and then we'll go outside for the candle lighting and the lantern lighting.
And you said that family members can show up. Is this event open to friends of the loved ones as well?
Yes, yes. I know I have several of my son's friends that were planning on attending, so they just said that they wanted to be there to help support me, which is great.
That is great. So tell us, what is Team of Mercy?
Team of Mercy is actually a support group that we got started. I started going to a group in Terre Haute, Indiana, because we didn't have anything around here that I could go to. And after going there, we lost another family member to suicide. So they asked me if I'd be willing to start up a group over here for people in Illinois. I was driving an hour and 20 minutes one way to go to my support group over there. And now I just drive like 30 minutes to Newton. So we meet at the New Beginnings Church in Newton the second Tuesday of every month. It starts at 6 p.m. and goes to 8 p.m. And what we talk about inside those closed doors is just amongst us. So other suicide survivors can come in there and talk about anything that's on their mind, and we talk with them and support them, and also support them even after the meeting. So if they need to call anytime, we're right there, just a phone call away.
What if an individual isn't a person that is comfortable with sharing within a group? Can they still like come in and talk with you guys if they
Sure.
aren't willing to share with the group?
Sure. If they want just like to talk one-on-one with someone, like I said, they can always give me a call. Also, we do have our schedule and also the candlelight vigil and luminary lighting on the effinghamradio.com website. If you go to the community calendar, it's on there. And usually the DJs are really good about talking about it, you know, for us. So that's awesome for us. It's not a group that we like to see grow, but it has been growing. Due to so many that's been going on around in this area. So if you need the help, we're there.
All righty. And is there anything else you would like to mention about Team of Mercy or the Candlelight Vigil?
Team of Mercy is a 501c3. So it is just a non-for-profit support group. We do take donations anytime, day or night. I'll take donations however, so we can go to different places, because we also offer counseling for those people that are grieving. We offer, you know, other different kinds of support for them. So that's what we take those donations that we receive from everybody to go to help for.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.